And now a commentary from the director of North Carolina Policy Watch.
More than 5 years after its first try, North Carolina's largest city struck an important blow for human rights this week when the Charlotte City Council unanimously approved a new ordinance that includes sexual orientation, gender identity, and gender expression in the categories protected from discrimination in employment and public accommodations. As welcome as the new ordinance is, however, it still comes late and with some baggage as a result of the infamous HB2 law that state legislators and former Governor Pat McCrory hastily enacted the first time Charlotte tried. That law's ban on non-discrimination ordinances finally and thankfully expired last year, but its ridiculous bar on equity for transgender people in accessing public restrooms remains intact. So much work remains. The bottom line, it's 2021. The notion that anyone anywhere can be fired, refused service, or denied housing or bathroom access because of their sexual orientation or gender identity is an outrage. State leaders should enact a comprehensive non-discrimination state law right away. For NC Policy Watch, I'm Rob Schofield.